blood tide below me, I watch you face to face. Clouds in the west, sun there half an hour high, I see you also face to face. The impalpable sustenance of me from all things at all hours of the day, the simple, compact, well-joined scheme. Myself disintegrated, everyone disintegrated, yet part of the scheme. The similitudes of the past and those of the future. The glories strung like beads on my smallest sized coherence, on the walk of the street and the passage over the river. The current rushing so swiftly and swimming with me far away. The others that are to follow me.
Place avails not. I too lived. Brooklyn of ample hills was mine. I too walked the streets of Manhattan Island and bathed in the waters around it. I too felt the curious, abrupt questioning stir within me. In the day, among crowds of people, sometimes they came upon me. In my walks home late at night, or as I lay in my bed, they came upon me. I too have been struck from the float, forever held in solution. I too had received identity by my body. That I was, I knew I was of my body. And what I should be, I knew I should be of my body. It is not upon you alone the dark patches fall. It is not you alone who have known what it is to be evil. I am he who knew what it was to be evil. I too knitted the old knot of contrariety, blabbed, blushed, resented, lied, stole, grudged, had guile, anger, lust, hot wishes I dared not speak, was wayward, vain, greedy, shallow, shy, cowardly, malignant. The wolf, the dog, the snake, the hog, not wanting any. The cheating look, the frivolous word, the adulterous wish, not wanting. Refusals, hates, postponements, meanness, laziness, none of these wanting. But I was Manhattanese, friendly, and proud. I played the part that still looks back on the actor or actress. The same old role, the role that is what we make it, as great as we like, or as small as we like, or both great and small. Closer yet, I approach you. What thought you have of me, I had as much of you. I laid in my stores in advance. I considered long and seriously of you before you were born. Who was to know what should come home to me? Who knows, but I am enjoying this. Who knows, but I am as good as looking at you now, for all you cannot see me. It is not you alone, nor I alone, not a few races, nor a few generations, nor a few centuries. It is that each came or comes or shall come from its due emission, from the general center of all and forming a part of all. Everything indicates, the smallest does and the largest does. A necessary film envelops all and envelops the soul for a proper time. We understand then, do we not? What I promised without mentioning it, have you not accepted? What the study could not teach, what the preaching could not accomplish, is accomplished, is it not? What the push of reading could not start, is started by me personally. Is it not? Flow on, river. Flow on with the flood tide and the ebb with the ebb tide. Frolic on, crested and scalloped-edged waves. Gorgeous clouds of the sunset drench with your splendor, me or the men and women generations after me. Cross from shore to shore, countless crowds of passengers. Stand up, tall masts of Manhattan. Stand up, beautiful hills of Brooklyn. Live old life. Play the part that looks back on the actor or actress. Play the old role, the role that is great or small, according as one makes it. Fly on, seabirds. Fly sideways or wheel in large circles high in the air. Receive the summer sky, you water, and faithfully hold it till all downcast eyes have time to take it. Diverge fine spokes of light from the shape of my head or anyone's head in the sunlit water. Thrive, cities. Bring your freight, bring your shows, ample and sufficient rivers. Expand. Being, that which none else is perhaps more spiritual. Keep your places, objects, than which none else is more lasting. You have waited. You always wait. You dumb, beautiful ministers. You novices. We receive you with free sense at last, and are insatiate henceforward. Not you anymore shall be able to foil us or withhold yourselves from us. We use you and do not cast you aside. We plant you permanently within us. We fathom you not. We love you. There is perfection in you also. You furnish your parts toward eternity. Great or small, you furnish your parts toward the soul.